This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم حرم هذه الوجوه الطاهرة عن النار. May Allah keep all these beautiful, pure faces away from the hellfire. There was a Bedouin who used to come and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time he comes, he used to bring gifts with him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Badia, from the desert, things that they do not have in Medina. And in return, Rasulullah ﷺ used to give him things that they have in the Medina and they do not have in the Badia. To the level that Rasulullah ﷺ said, Zahiran Badiyatuna wa nahnu hadiruh. His name was Zahir ibn Haram. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he used to say, Zahir is our desert and we are his city. In the hadith, it says that Zahir was not good looking at all. كَانَ ذَمِيمًا. He was not good looking at all. And Rasulullah used to love him a lot. One day, Zahir brought some things to Rasulullah. He went to his house and he did not find them there. So he left them in his house. When Rasulullah came and found out that Zahir stopped by, he went looking for him and he found him in the marketplace, selling some goods that he brought with him from the Badia. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came from behind Zahir and he hugged him very strong, hug. And another narration, he covered his eyes. Zahir, أرسلني من هذا؟ Let me go. Who's this? And then Rasulullah ﷺ said, من يشتري هذا العبد? Who will buy this slave? When he heard his voice, he recognized it is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he started rubbing his back in the chest of Rasulullah ﷺ to get the barakah of Rasulullah. من يشتري هذا العبد? Who will buy this slave? So Zahir said, يا رسول الله. إنك لتجدني كاسدا. You're gonna find me worthless. No one will buy me. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, ولكنك عند الله غال. But you are so precious in the sight of Allah. But you are so precious in the sight of Allah. My brothers and sisters, just a couple of lessons from this beautiful hadith. First, look at the treatment of the leader to his people. Look at the treatment of the leader to his people. You can imagine how many people were there in the marketplace witnessing this event. And it shows you how loving and caring and kind and sympathetic and empathetic is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of us is leader somehow. The imam is the leader of his community. The principal is leader of his school. The teacher is the leader of his classroom. And you, the parent, are the leaders in your household. How's your treatment to your people of the household where you are assigned a leader? When was the last time a sister came to me, 18 years old, and she said, ask my parents, when was the last time they said, I love you? When was the last time you told your daughter, I love you? You told your son, I love you. You hugged them. You kissed them on the forehead. You sat down with them. You spent time with them. You joked around with them. Don't tell me I'm busy. You're not busier than this imam. He's not just an imam. He's the imam of the mursaleen. He's the mufti of all muftis. He's the leader of the Muslim ummah. He's generating, establishing Islam. There's no one busier than him. And he could have waited for Zahir and said, you know what, I will see him at Maghrib. I will see him on Isha and thank him. No, look at the akhlaq. Look at the manners that he's teaching us, alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to the marketplace in front of everybody to demonstrate his love to Zahir. Look at the akhlaq of the leader. My brothers and sisters, spend time with your children. Wallahi, I'm looking at my children and I'm seeing this guy getting married, this daughter is having a baby. I'm saying, where did the time go? Wallahi, trust me, my brothers and sisters with 6, 7, 8 year old kids or less or a little bit more, you're going to see the time disappear. That 8 years old does not come back again. That 6 years old does not come back again. Enjoy it. Let them remember, my father used to do this. My mother used to do this. What would they remember about you? If you drop dead today, tomorrow, what would your children remember about you? How much dua are they going to make for you? What is the memory that me and you left? My father used to take me to Fajr every day. Imagine that is the thing that you left with your son. And then he grows up and he has his own child. And he takes his hand of the child and he goes to the masjid and he tells his son, my son, your grandfather used to do the same thing with me. Let's make dua for him. Is that the case, ya akhi? Or all your focus, you have to become a doctor. Doesn't matter if you pray, you don't pray. Doesn't matter. All your concern is dunya matters. That's all you care about. You let them sleep when Fajr time comes, but you wake them up severely when there is a test, or there is exam, or there's an interview. And we all know, none of the questions of the grave is what degree do you have? My brothers and sisters, spend time with your wife. Spend time with your spouse. Your children has a right upon you. It's not, you're not doing them a favor. They have a right upon you. Your spouse has a right upon you. Your parents have a right upon you. They have a right. And when you go visit your parents to show them that you love them, I noticed that many of the parents come to me and say, yeah, she comes and visits me. Yeah, he does come and visit me at least once a week or maybe more. But wallahi, ya Sheikh, don't tell him. And I'm telling you, he's always on the phone. He's sitting with me, but he's not with me. As if we are doing our parents a favor. I came, done, check. Is this what they want? They want to listen to your news. They want to hear about you. They want to be in your life. They want to hear every small detail which you think it doesn't mean anything. It's huge to them. So my youth, also your relationship with your parents, if that is the relationship of the leader with his people, your relationship with your parents, take advantage of them. One of the janazas that we had, I was telling the brothers the other day, I did not know what's happening. It was for a father, and he has four sons, I would say in their 40s, 50s. One of the sons was hysterically crying, and he wanted to jump inside the grave. And I asked the brother, what's going on? He said, he hasn't spoken to his father for 3 years until he got the message, your father passed away. He's screaming and saying, Ya Rab, bring Allah, bring my son, bring my father. 1 second, Ya Allah, I want to tell him I'm sorry. I want to ask him for forgiveness. And when they are above the ground, our ego is so high. I apologize? No. Wallahi, don't wait for that moment that you wish that your parent is back to tell them I'm sorry, to respect them, to honor them, to be at their command. Most of the people wake up, most of the youth wake up when it's too late. My brothers and sisters, how much joy and confidence did Zahir get when he heard this statement? You are precious in the sight of Allah. You know the effect of words on people? Look at the studies that they make. They said if you constantly tell your son you're a loser, you're a loser, you're a loser, he is eventually going to become a loser. You are worth nothing. No one benefits from you. You are this, you are that. And the opposite is the same. Put confidence in your children. Make them feel that they are respected, honored, valuable, especially in your eyes, because you are their role model. And that treatment obviously led Zahir to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much that every time he comes to Medina, he brings gifts with him. He's applying the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tahadu, tahabu, give gifts, exchange gifts, it will create love. When was the last time you bought your parents a gift for no reason? When was the last time you bought your daughter a gift for no reason? When was the last time you bought your spouse a gift for no reason? Apply this, ya akhi. You want love and peace and harmony in your household? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us the formula, tahadu, tahabu, give gifts, it will create love. Who does not like a gift, especially for no reason whatsoever? My brothers and sisters, the second point that we learn from this hadith, from that statement, you are precious in the sight of Allah, that it does not matter. It did not matter how Zahir looked like. It did not matter what clothes he was wearing, what horse he was riding, what business he was in. That did not matter at all. That did not change his status in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. All that matters is what is in his heart towards Allah and his messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. How great it is to be precious in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, innama yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Allah does not look at your attire and your wealth. Allah looks at your heart and your deeds. Every single one of us would like to know what is his status in the sight of Allah. You want to know your status. You want to know your rank with Allah. Check what is Allah's rank in your life. Where does Allah come in your life? When you are making major decisions, where does Allah come? You want to know your rank with Allah? Check what is Allah's rank in your life. If anybody offers you a job, does it, the first thing comes to your mind, halal or haram? Or how much it makes? What is the benefits? How many vacations? What the first thing comes to your mind? When I'm moving to another place, what is the first thing? Is it good for my family? Or is it just because the job opportunity is higher? What is the first thing that comes to mind? How conscious you are about your salat? Do you stop everything when you hear Allahu Akbar? Allah is greater than what you're doing. Or you delay, and the salat is gone, and then I pray qaza. You made up your own salawat at your own time. Ya Allah, I am not free for you now. When I'm free, I will pray. This is what it means when you have no excuse, valid excuse, for missing a salat. إذا أردت أن تعلم عند الله مقامك فانظر فيما أقامك. If you want to know your rank with Allah, look what Allah kept you busy with. What are you busy with all day long? From one halaqah to another, from one masjid to another, from one amal khayr, helping one person to another, from one place to another, all of it is khayr, taking care of your family, all that, or you are busy all the time, from one club to another, from one this to another. What are you busy with? You will know your status with Allah, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, He will make the ibadat easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the ibadat easy for us. My brothers and sisters, we want to know, what is my title up there? My title here is a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, a businessman, engineer. Alhamdulillah, it's all great. But what is your title up there? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about you to the angels, what is your name? Is it As-Sa'im? He's always fasting. Al-Qa'im? She's always in tahajjud. Or like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person will keep telling the truth until his name up there is called Siddiq. And the person keeps lying until his name up there is called Kadhab, liar. What is your name? الخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبون للطيبات. What is my name up there? خبيث or طيب? إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. Well, who am I? Am I from the أبرار or am I from the فجار? From the good ones or from the evil ones? What is my name up there? What is my name up there? What is my title up there? Because we put so much effort and so much work and so much time and so much money to have a title in this dunya. How much effort do we put to get a title up there? اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. The bottom line, my brothers and sisters, in order to fix or to be from the people who are precious in the sight of Allah, Allah gave us the formula. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. This hadith is screaming this lesson. The most honorable among you in the sight of Allah are the ones with the most taqwa. In the hadith, it says he was ugly. كان ذميما. So it's not your money. It's not your looks. It's not your properties. It's not how many kids do you have. It is how much taqwa, how much you have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and specifically when you are alone. When you're alone, you want to know a man, you want to know about any man, ask his wife. Because this is where the true husband, the true man is. You want to know about any sister? Ask her husband. Because in the masjid, everybody is so beautiful. But when they are alone, when they are with the people that they can show their power and their authority, then and only then you know the true person. My brothers and sisters, you are so precious to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are so precious to Allah if you are a believer. Underlined, if you are a believer, you are so precious to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الذي يصلي عليكم. Allahu Akbar. وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah said, He is making salat upon you. What does it mean when Allah makes salat upon someone? It means Allah is boasting, praising them in the presence of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is telling us that He ordered the angels carrying the throne to make istighfar for you. If you are a believer, you are so honored in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If you are a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep away the evil people, the evil things away from you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tawaf around the Kaaba and he said, مَا أَطْيَبَكِ وَمَا أَطْيَبُ رِيحِكِ وَمَا أَعْظَمَكِ. He said, how pure you are, how beautiful is your fragrance, and how great you are. But by Allah, the sanctity of the believer is more honorable than you in the sight of Allah. You are more honorable than the Kaaba in the sight of Allah if we are believers. In order to be these believers, there's one ayah that we have to apply in our life. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لله رب العالمين. Done. Tell them, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, my salat, my sacrifice, my whole life, even if I die, it is all for the sake of Allah. When we apply this to the best of our ability, then we will become so precious in the sight of Allah. And what does that mean? Do you think Allah will throw in the hellfire someone who is so precious to Him? A'udhu billah. No way. My brothers and sisters, it hurts us a lot. Subhanallah. I was just thinking that every single week I stand up here and I add one country to the list. I add one country to the list of the countries that I make dua for. This week it's Pakistan. La ilaha illallah. But you know what? Allah told us in the Quran, don't ever, ever think that Allah is not aware of the zalimeen. May Allah destroy the zalimeen. May Allah have mercy on all our brothers and sisters that we lost in Pakistan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the missing ones to their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace to Pakistan and to Lebanon and to Syria and to Gaza and to Iraq and to Burma and to the Sin and to the Hind and to every Muslim country on earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our relationship to one another. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا وزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please, brothers, come from the hallway and the two rooms in the back and fill up the main hall. Fill up the main hall, look down. There's a lot of people outside. Look down, make sure foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same. Do not leave any space.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدل استووا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a quick two announcements. First, inshallah ta'ala, I'll be going in January for Umrah. Epic group, inshallah. If anybody is interested, there are very few spots left. Second, this is very, very important. Especially now, all the youth are here. You know, the enemies of Allah and the enemies of Islam, they're trying to put doubt in our children's heart. And they water this doubt with all kinds of social media and movies and all that stuff until it grows, and then we have problem and we see our daughters and sons either leaving the deen or doing something that is, you know, we were not expecting. So because of that, inshallah, EPIC decided to have a conference on December 14, strictly to answer all the doubts of our youth. Any doubts they have, any questions that they have, because in our deen, لا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا. Nothing they bring, except we bring you the truth and the best of explanation. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. It might not be clear to us, to me or to you, but we go to the people of knowledge and we ask them, why is this, why that? So please bring your children and yourself on December 14 from Asr till Isha here in the back, inshallah ta'ala, at EPIC. We have scholars that will, inshallah ta'ala, are qualified to answer all these doubts. May Allah protect all our children. May Allah protect our descendants. May Allah protect our offsprings. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Yes, on the big banner of the conference, which is called Ask, there is a QR code. You can go to that website, to that link, and post your question. So we are getting so many questions so far. We're going to collect all these questions and present them, because we're not going to be able to answer all the questions, but the most asked questions will be presented to the scholars, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.